ऑलमोस्ट प्रभु जी माता जी हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी आदि का प्रभु जी प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस और गुरु श्री श्री प्रभुपाद और गुरु श्री गुरु महाराज थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर गिविंग योर वेरी वैल्यूएबल टाइम एंड एसोसिएशन टू दिस मॉर्निंग एंड एनलाइटनिंग अस ऑन दिस टॉपिक. If you have to, whenever you want, you can take up the format for program.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Komodoki Mataji. I am very, very grateful to you, Priti Vilasini Mataji, and Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you. Can all of you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. So, we are going to start with verse number 61. Is that correct, Komodoki Mataji?
Yes.
Verse number 61 of the 17th chapter of the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, we'll get started, dear devotees. Let us start by chanting our Mandala Charan prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्विसे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण डियर डिवोटीज सो वी आर रीडिंग from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, the Antya Leela, the most confidential Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chapter 17, entitled The Lord's Bodily Transformations. And we are going to try to finish the chapter today. We are going to read from verse number 61 onwards. So, verse number 61. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Text 61. कहाँ गेले तो मापाई तुमी कहाँ तहायाई एता कही चलीला धाईया स्वरूप उठी कोले करी प्रभु रे आनीला धारी निज स्थाने Vasai la la iya. Translation by our most beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? Where can I find you? Please tell me. I shall go there. Speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began running. But Swarup Damodar Goswami stood up, caught Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took him on his lap. Then Swarup Damodar brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his place and made him sit down. Text number 62. Kshane ke prabhura bhaya haila swarupe re agya dila स्वरूप की छो कर मधुर गाना स्वरूप गाय विद्यापति गीता गोविंद कीति सुनी प्रभु रजो दाइला काना. So my dear friends, the context is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has come to experience the divine love of Srimati Radharani. He wants to understand what is the glory of Srimati Radharani's divine love. Radhara Pranaya Mahima. Radhara Pranaya Mahima. He wants to understand what is the glory of Srimati Radharani's love. So he has come. And in the last few years of his Leela, specifically the last 18 years of his Leela, he is relishing the divine love that Srimati Radharani feels for Krishna. And in this chapter we are seeing how through three doors in the middle of the night Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran searching for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Where are you? And then in a swoon of ecstasy he was found in a cowshed, fallen down in Goshala. And the cows were also with love licking Mahaprabhu. When Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, Ramananda Rai could not find their beloved Lord, they ran, search everywhere with a small lamp in their hand at middle of the night in the dark, searching for Mahaprabhu. Finally, they found him in the Goshala. and his hands and legs had entered into his body like a kurma, like a tortoise. So they chanted Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Many times. And then Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness. And then his body, transcendental body, came back to its normal shape and size. And then Mahaprabhu, having woken up, is asking, where am I? Where have you brought me? Where can I find Krishna? Then finally he's telling Swarup Damodar Goswami. Translation. Suddenly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness and said to Swarup Damodar Goswami, my dear Swarup, please sing some sweet songs. Please sing some sweet songs. Swarup ki chukara madhur gaan, Swarupa gai vidyapati. Swarup Damodar Goswami, please sing some sweet songs. And then the Lord's ears were satisfied when he heard Swarup Damodar Goswami sing songs from the Geet Govind of Srila Jayadeva Goswami and those of the poet Vidyapati. So Vidyapati was a great devotee who lived in Mithila, Bihar. And it is said that he was an associate of Sri Advaita Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. When Advaita Acharya went from holy place to holy place, he went to Mithila. And there he had the association of Vidyapati. And Vidyapati told Sri Advaita Acharya to go to Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan, Sri Advaita Acharya discovered the deity of Madan Gopal, who later on was called Madan Mohan. So Vidyapati has a connection with Advaita Acharya. And this Vidyapati, he had written many songs, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished these songs because they describe the love of Srimati Radharani. The poems of Chandidas, the poems of Vidyapati, Krishna Karanamrit by Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur, Sri Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govind, and of course Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the scriptures that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished during the later part of his Antya Leela. These are very confidential pastimes, my dear friends. So Mahaprabhu, after coming back to external consciousness, requested Swarup Damodar Goswami to sing. And understanding the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami began singing the poems of Vidyapati and sections from the Geet Govind. And immediately, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pacified. His heart became joyful and his ears, kaan, became satisfied. Verse number 63. Ei mata Mahaprabhu prati ratri dine unmada cheshtitahaya pralapa vachane. Each and every night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become deranged in this way and talk like a madman. Ratri dine, day and night, aimata, in this way Mahaprabhu, unmad, transcendental madness. In this world, people are mad after material desires. They are looking for wealth. They are looking for sense gratification. They are looking for power and prestige and satisfaction of their mundane ambitions. People are mad after material things, which are temporary. Antavattu phalam tesham tad bhavati alpamedhasham. Only alpamedhas, only less intelligent people will become mad after material things. The perfection of life is to become mad, but for the right thing. And what is the right thing? The right thing is called Vastav Vastu. The real thing, real substance, Vastav Vastu. And this Vastav Vastu is described in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadasya Tavanvitaratas Charthesha Vigyaswarat. What is this Vastav Vastu? It is Krishna. We have to become mad for Krishna. That is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our Acharya. He is our teacher. And he has come, although he is in Radha Bhav, he is Srimati Radharani. He is teaching us how we can perfect our life by becoming mad for Krishna. Verse 64. Eka dine jatahaya bhavera vikara sahasra mukhe varne jadi nahi paya para. Srila Kaviraj Goswami is saying, even Anantashesh, even Anantadev, who possesses thousands of mouths, cannot fully describe the ecstatic transformations that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced in a single day. And Mahaprabhu was like this for almost 18 years, specifically the last 12 years. And each and every day, the ecstatic transformations that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested in Gambhira, in Sri Jagannath Puridham, cannot be described even by Lord Anantadev. Ananta means unlimited. He possesses thousands of mouths, unlimited mouths, but even he cannot fully describe what Mahaprabhu did in one day. Such is the glory of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Mahaprabhu's Leela. Anandalila maya vigrahaya hema bhadivya chavisundaraya tasmai mahaprema rasa pradaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste. Anandalila. Ananda means Srimati Radharani, because she is the Ananda Shakti of Krishna. Sat, Chit, Ananda. There is Sandhini Shakti, there is Samvit Shakti, but the Ananda Shakti is the Ladini Shakti of Krishna. And this Aladini Shakti is the pleasure giving potency, Ananda. So, Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. What is the form of Mahaprabhu? It is Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. He is performing these Leelas, experiencing the love of the Ananda Shakti, the Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And therefore his complexion also is like Srimati Radharani, golden. Hema, Hemabhya Divya Chavi Sundaraya. And he's not just tasting Radha Prem, Radha Bhav, but he also wants, he's very eager to give it to us, to distribute it to us. Hemabhya Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya. He's Rasa Maharasa Pradaya. Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya. He's not just relishing, he's distributing also. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he is Mahavadanyaya. Therefore, he is Mahavadanyaya. Krishna is the enjoyer, Bhokta. Bhoktaram Yajnatapasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwara, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, Yatamam Shanti Mrishati. Aham hi Sarva Yajnanam, Bhokta Cha Prabhureva Cha, Natumam Abhijananti, Tatvenatas Chavanti. Krishna is the Bhokta, Krishna is the enjoyer. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanyaya. Krishna is Prabhu Krishna. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu. He is Mahavadanyaya, most merciful. Why? Because he is not just the Bhokta, he is not just enjoying and relishing, but he is also distributing that same love. Therefore, we chanted in the Mangalacharan prayers, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prem. Pradayate. He is distributing Krishna Prem, the mode of Srimati Radharani. Then we go to the next verse. Verse number 65. Jiva Dina Kikari Betahara Varnana Shakha Chandra Nyaya Kari Digadara Shana. What can a poor creature like me describe of those transformations? I can only give a hint of them, as if showing the moon through the branches of a tree. Jiva dina ki karibe tahara varnana. The ecstatic transformations that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested. What a dina jiva. Dina means a fallen soul. Jiva is a soul. What can a fallen soul describe the bhavera vikar, the radha bhav transformations, vikar that were manifesting in the divine body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How can an ordinary jiva, soul, who is deen, who is very poor, how can I describe? Ki karibe tahara varnano. How can I describe? Not possible. Shakha chandra nyayakari digadarshana. So, I am only giving a hint. How? It is shakha chandra nyay. What is shakha chandra nyay? For example, if a child wants to understand how far the moon is in the night sky, the moon is shining. Oh, how far is the moon? It is very, very far. No, how far? Is it 5 feet away, 10 feet away, 15? How far is it? So then the parent will take the child under a tree, a tall tree. You see those tall branches of this tree, my dear child? Look at the moon through the branches. You see the branches, and then behind the branches in the sky, you see the moon. So now, do you know how tall this branch is? You cannot even reach this branch. You cannot even climb up this tall tree and touch this branch. The branch is very, very high. 10, 15 boys like you will have to stand on each other's shoulders to reach that branch. You understand how tall this branch of the tree is? Yes, yes, I understand. It's very, very tall. Big tree, big tall branch, high up. Yes. Now, the moon is much, 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 much higher than this branch also. Then the child gets some idea. This is Chandra Shakha Nyaya. Because if something is very difficult to understand, we are like Koopa Mundak. We are like the frogs in the well. If we have to understand what is the greatness of the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, very difficult, because we have only been in the well all our life. We have only been in this material world. How to understand the spiritual world? We are only going to compare it to this well. Acha, does the ocean also have walls surrounding it like this, circular walls? No, no, no. Okay, this well has a diameter of 25 feet. What is the diameter of the ocean? Oh, it's not like that. You cannot count it in feet. Okay, this well is 20 feet deep. How deep is the ocean? How many feet? Is it 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet? You cannot understand. How can a person who has only seen the well ever understand that in the ocean there are tsunami waves? In the ocean floor there are coral reefs. There are whales which are bigger than the well living in the ocean. And there are hundreds and hundreds of such whales. The ocean has big, big, tall, tall waves. The water is salty. There are gems and jewels and pearls at the bottom of the ocean. The ocean can give rise to clouds. The ocean can form hurricanes just by evaporating some of its water. Still it remains full. How can a well understand this? How can someone who has remained in a well understand? So we are in this Brahmanda, like a well, small little Brahmanda. For us, this Brahmanda seems huge. For the frog, the well is the whole world. Huge. The frog cannot even go all the way to the bottom of the well. The frog cannot even climb all the way out of the well. The frog doesn't know all the holes and crevices in the well. The frog doesn't understand how water is entering the well from underground currents. So for the frog, the well is very difficult to understand. For us, this material world is very difficult to understand. We don't know where the Malaysian Airlines flight disappeared. We don't know where this COVID-19 virus came from or how to treat it. We don't know. We are still figuring it out. So there are so many things in this material world we are trying to figure out. How to treat cancer. What is schizophrenia? Very difficult to understand. Even you read the psychiatry textbooks, we don't understand properly. So if you don't understand, we cannot treat it. If you don't know what is causing the problem, how can you treat it? very difficult. Very difficult. Some symptomatic treatment can be given. So there are many things in this material world that we have not figured out yet. We have not figured out. So what to speak of things that are beyond this world, spiritual world. So to make us understand, still some idea is given. Some examples are given. How beautiful is Krishna? Oh, his eyes are like the petals of a beautiful lotus flower. Actually, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it's a very poor analogy, very poor example, because the lotus is ugly compared to the eyes of Krishna. This only a Tattvadarshi Guru can tell, who has seen Krishna, who has had darshan of Krishna. But to give us some idea, some explanation, some understanding, for giving some understanding, these examples are given. What is the complexion of Krishna? It's like a rain-filled cloud. So we get some idea, but actually Krishna's complexion is so beautiful. A rain-filled cloud is not more effulgent than crores of millions of suns. So Krishna is a beautifully dark complexion like the rain-filled cloud, but he's also simultaneously more effulgent than a millions of suns. How to understand this contrast? Inconceivable. But still some examples are given to help us understand. Because we are Jeeva Deena. We are a poor creature. Like Srila Kaviraj Goswami is saying, what samarthya, what capacity does language have to describe he or she, Srimati Radharani, who is anirvacha, who is beyond words. Anirvachani, who cannot be described in words. What samarthya does language have? Out of all the languages, Sanskrit is the best. It's the most samriddha language. It's the richest language. But even Sanskrit cannot fully do justice to the qualities, beauty of Krishna or Srimati Radharani, who is even more beautiful than Krishna. So then, therefore, Krishna is coming as Mahaprabhu to understand the love of Radharani. Because Radharani's love is the most inconceivable and the most glorious love in the whole creation, in the whole existence. Verse number 66. Iha jeishu netara judai mana kano अलौकिक गुण प्रेम चेष्टाय ज्ञान. Translation. This description, however, will satisfy the mind and ears of anyone who hears it. And he will be able to understand these uncommon activities of deep ecstatic love for Krishna. Guda prema. Anyone who reads Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with faith and devotion will be able to understand at least little bit, and the ears and the mind will be satisfied. Mana kana, judaya mana kana, the ears and the mind will be somewhat satisfied by reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore we must read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada writes, during his last days he would just read Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Verse 67. Adbhut nighuda premera madhurya mahima apani aswadi prabhu dekhai lasima. Ecstatic love for Krishna is wonderfully deep. By personally tasting the glorious sweetness of that love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us its extreme limit. Adbhut nighuda, very wonderful and very deep. Premera madhurya mahima, the glory of Srimati Radharani's love. Apani aswadi, after tasting it himself, Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dekha ila seema. By tasting it, he's showing us what is the limit of this Radha Prem. And what is the limit? There is no limit. It is a shoreless, bottomless, unfathomable ocean. unfathomable ocean. Unfathomable ocean. Adbhut dayalu chaitanya adbhut vadanya aiche dayalu tata loke nahi anya. Shri Chaitanya, loke nahi shuni anya. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is wonderfully merciful and wonderfully magnanimous. Adbhut dayalu, wonderfully merciful, and adbhut vadanya, wonderfully magnanimous. Dayalu means merciful. He is very compassionate. And vadanya means magnanimous. He gives. He is most charitable. And loke nahi shuni anya. We have heard of no one else within this world so merciful and so charitable as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Kaviraj Goswami is writing. Text 69. Sarva bhave bhaja loka chaitanya charana jaha haite paiba krishna prema amrita dhana. Srila Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is going in ecstasy now. He's saying, oh people of the world. Now Kaviraj Goswami wrote this book, this grantha, this shastra called Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita when there was no printing press. He wrote it sometime in the 16th century. And on the banks of Radhakund. And at that time, Vrindavan was a very remote place. What to speak of Radhakund? It was even more remote. But still, Kaviraj Goswami knows that one day, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit will be relished by people all over the world. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and most recently, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya of ISKCON, in the most glorious way, they have distributed Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita all over the world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita after searching for almost 10 years throughout Bengal because it was practically lost. No printing press. So it has to be a handwritten old manuscript. Finally, he found it. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur published it in Bengali. And Srila Prabhupada translated it word by word into the most common international language, English. Wrote word to word meaning, beautiful English translations, and detailed purports to help us understand this great scripture, revealed scripture, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And not only that, he gave us a glossary, he gave us verse index so we can easily find verses, beautifully bound Chaitanya Charitamrita so it can remain with us for the rest of our life without pages falling out. Such high quality printing and binding. Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, BBT. And it's been distributed like anything. Distribute like anything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to search for 10 years to get one manuscript of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we have to be begged, Prabhu, can you buy Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? Would you like to buy a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita? And we said, no. I have it on Vedabase. Vedabase is very good. We are using Vedabase right now. But to have a physical copy in the house, it is a deity. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is an incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of a book. Just like Lord Krishna appears in the form of a book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Like that. Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, oh people of the world, worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all respects. Only in this way will you achieve the nectarian treasure of ecstatic love for Krishna. Sarva bhave bhaja loka chaitanya charana. Just worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What does it mean to worship the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It means several things. We can have Gaur Nitai deities and worship them with love and offer beautiful flowers at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Offer him nice aarti. We can follow the instructions of Mahaprabhu. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chant Hare Krishna. Trinada Pisunichena, Tarori Vasahishnava, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Jare Dekho Tare Kaho, Krishna Upadesh, Amaragya Guru Haya, Tara Eidesh. Prithivite Atyacha Nagaradigram, Sarvatra Prachara, Haibe Morana. We can fulfill these instructions and desires of Mahaprabhu, and that is serving his lotus feet. And by carefully studying Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and discussing it and broadcasting it, speaking about it, is worshipping the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. If we do that, then Krishna Premamrita Dhana Paiva. We will achieve the treasure of Krishna Prem, the nectar of Krishna Prem. Verse 70. Eita kahilu kurma kriti anubhava unmada cheshtita tate unmada pralapa. Thus I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic transformation of becoming like a tortoise. In that ecstasy, he talked and acted like a madman. This is transcendental madness. Divya unmad. Divya unmad. And Divya Unmad Pralap, talking under the influence of this transcendental madness of Krishna Prem. Kurma Kriti. It took the form of Kurma. Gaura Kurma. Ei Leela Swagranthe Raghunatha Dasa Gauranga Stavakalpa Vrikshekare Ache Prakasha. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has fully described this pastime in his book Gauranga Stava Kalpavriksha. Verse number 72. Anudghatya dwara trayam urucha bhitti trayam aho valanghyochay kalingika surabhi madhye nipatitaha Tanudyat sankochat kamatha iva krishno ruviraha virajan gaurango ridaya udayan mamadayati. What a beautiful composition. Anudghatya, without opening, dwaratrayam, the three doors, uru, very strong, cha, Bhititrayam, and three walls. Bhinta, we say. Wall. Bhititrayam, three walls. Aho, how wonderful. Vilanghya, crossing over. Uchchaihi, very high. Kalingika, of Kalinga Desh, which is in the district of Telangana. Surabhi Madhye, among the cows. Nipatita, fallen down. Tanu Udyat Sankocha. And Tanu, by contracting within his body, kamatha, like a tortoise, eva. Kamataha eva, like a tortoise. Krishna uru virahat. Because of strong uru, strong feelings of viraha, separation from Krishna. Krishna uru virahat. Virajan, appearing Gaurangaha, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hridaye, in my heart, Udayan, rising, Maam Madayati, maddens me. What a beautiful composition. We'll chant it one more time. We'll read the translation, chant it one more time. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is writing and Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is quoting here. How wonderful it is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his residence without opening the three strongly bolted doors. Then he crossed over three high walls and later, because of strong feelings of separation from Krishna, he fell down amidst the cows of the Tailanga district and retracted all the limbs of his body like a tortoise. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in that way, rises in my heart and maddens me. Anudghatya dvara trayamurucha bhiti trayamaho vilangyochay kalingika surabhimadde nipatitaha tanudyat sankocha kamatha iva krishnoru virahat virajan gaurango ridaya udayan mamadayati. Almost going to Samadhi, just chanting this beautiful verse, that whole, visualizing the whole pastime. Text 73. End of the chapter, last verse. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Roop and Shri Sanatan. Sorry. Rupa Sanatana Pade Dante Trinadhari Bhakata Vinoda Kahe Dui Padadhari. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa Goswami and Shri Raghunath Das Goswami. Rupa Raghunatha Pade. Always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, 17th chapter, describing Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of retracting his limbs like a tortoise. Hare Krishna. So Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Krishna himself, Brajendra Nandana Jai Shachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Lord Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is having so much respect and attraction for the love of Srimati Radharani that he came here as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience the love of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's love reigns supreme. In fact, all other devotees of Krishna get their love for Krishna from Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the origin of all love. When Uddhav came to Vrindavan from Mathura on a mission that was given to him by Krishna, "My dear Uddhav, you are the most qualified person in Mathura. You are the only human disciple of Brihaspati, the teacher, the guru of the devatas, demigods. You are so glorious. Brihaspati Maharaj never accepts any human disciples, only devata disciples. But you are the first and only human disciple of that Brihaspati. So you must fulfill this mission. I have left Vrindavan and come to Mathura to kill King Kansa and to give protection to my parents, Vasudeva Maharaj and Devaki Devi. So I have to stay here. Still there are so many demons who are going to attack. If I go to Vrindavan, then Jarasandh, Kalayavan, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Poundrak, all these demons, they will attack me in Vrindavan, and I don't want any calamity to come on the Brajvasis. I would rather stay here with the Kshatriyas, Kshatriyas of the Yadu Vamsha, and fight these demons until they are all killed, and then I will return to Vrindavan. But that will take time. In the meantime, the Brajvasis are crying, suffering unbearably in separation from me. So please go and give them my message. Tell them that I'm coming. Tell them not to lament. So with this mission, Lord Krishna sent the most qualified associate, Uddhav, who was most dear to Krishna, more dear than anyone else in Mathura. So Uddhav comes and he relays the message to the friends of Krishna, to the parents of Krishna, the original parents, Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. And he realizes what love they have for Krishna. The love that these Brajvasis have for Krishna, it is millions of times more than the love and attachment that Uddhav had for Krishna. So Uddhav was thoroughly humbled. And this is the key to success in spiritual life, my dear friends. We should associate with devotees who are more advanced than us. Otherwise, we will never make progress. Because bhakti comes into our heart from the hearts of devotees who have it. Therefore, we must always associate with devotees who are more advanced than us, who are doing more bhajan than us, who are more absorbed in Krishna consciousness than us. So this was the internal reason why Krishna sent Uddhav. External reason was to pacify them. Actually, the Brajvasis did not need any pacification. Why? Because they were deeply in samadhi. They were absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, in remembrance of Krishna. And whenever we are with Krishna, there cannot be any sorrow. There cannot be any sorrow because Krishna is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. He is Ananda Vigraha. So if we are meditating on Krishna, we are absorbed in Krishna. Yena kena prakarena manah Krishna niveshayit. Our mind is filled with Krishna. Then, naturally, because we are associating with the source of all ananda, all happiness, we will be in ecstasy. So the Brajvasis were in ecstasy. Externally, it appeared like they are suffering. But actually, they were in ecstasy. So there was no need to disturb them, disturb their ecstasy. But the reason Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan was for the sake of Uddhav. Because Krishna loved Uddhav, because Krishna was the well-wisher of Uddhav, Krishna wanted Uddhav to make spiritual advancement. Krishna wanted Uddhav to go a few notches higher in his understanding of Krishna consciousness, in his own bhakti. And therefore, he sent him to Vrindavan. And when Uddhav saw Krishna's friends, when he saw Krishna's parents and other elder gopas and gopis, he understood that he had no love for Krishna. These devotees have far greater love, affection for Krishna. So he was thoroughly humbled. But then the final part of his message was to deliver Krishna's letter to the gopis of Vrindavan, Vrajavadhus, the young girls of Vrindavan, Krishna's friends, Krishna's transcendental girlfriends, headed by Srimati Radharan. They were not married to Krishna, but they loved Krishna like no one else did. So when Uddhav goes and has darshan of Srimati Radharani, there is a black bee buzzing around the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is having a conversation with that one-way conversation, one-sided conversation with that bee, that Brahmar. And that is called Brahmar Geet in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is one of the most important songs of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam has got many geets, many songs. There is a Rudra Geet, there is a Aila Geet, there is a... So many geets are there throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. But in 10th canto, there is the Uddhav Geet in the 11th canto. But in the 10th canto, there are some very important songs. There is Gopi Geet in chapter 31. There is Venu Geet, there is Pranay Geet, there is Virah Geet, and there is the Bhramar Geet. This Bhramar Geet is what Srimati Radharani is telling that Bhramar. And some acharyas say that actually Krishna himself had come as that black bee. And some acharyas say that that bee was a messenger of Krishna. Some acharyas say it was just a bee. And Srimati Radharani, in her absorption, divine absorption, she considered that bee to be a messenger from Mathura. And some acharyas say that Uddhava had come, but Uddhava was, from Mathura, and he was a male. So how could Srimati Radharani speak to him directly? Srimati Radharani is the perfection. She is the parakashtha of chastity. She is the most complete personification of pure chastity. How could she speak to him? No one can even see Radharani like that. If someone has Purush Abhiman, if someone thinks that I am a male, one cannot even see Srimati Radharani. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita moodoham nabhijanati lokamam ajam avyayam. If Krishna cannot be seen, then how can we see Srimati Radharani? So, because Srimati Radharani could not directly address Uddhav, she addressed the bumblebee, the black bee. She wanted to address Uddhav, but she addressed Uddhav indirectly through the bee. That is what. So these are four different explanations of the bumblebee. So Srimati Radharani was saying that Krishna has left us and Uddhav is listening. Srimati Radharani is saying Krishna has left us. We gave him so much love. We gave him everything we had. And for him, we gave up everything. We gave up our parents, our husbands, our family, our prestige, our respect, our traditions, our youth, our beauty, our talents, our arts. Everything that we have given it to Krishna. Nanda Nandan Krishna. Manasa Deha Geha Jo Kichu Mor Arupilu Tu Apade Nanda Kishore. And what has Nanda Kishore done? Instead of reciprocating, he just left us and went away. And you know, my dear bumblebee, as Krishna was leaving on that chariot of the Krur Akrur, the cruel Akrur, Krishna did not even once turn back to glance at us. We were fainting in emotional turmoil. We were so pained, but Krishna did not even once look at us. He could have at least turned around and glanced at us one last time. But we were noticing through our tears, we were noticing as Krishna was going, until he disappeared at the horizon. He did not once turn back and look at us. So then Srimati Radharani thinks, then this Bhramar, this bumblebee is from Mathura. So the Bhramar may say, if Krishna is so bad, if Krishna is so ungrateful, he has no good qualities, then why don't you give him up? Why do you love him? Just give up. Thoughts of Krishna. Then Srimati Radharani, in her divine madness, divine absorption, she tells the Bhramar, that is not possible. How can I give up thoughts of Krishna? How can I give up my love for Krishna? Bhramar says, why you cannot give up? After all, Krishna is Lambatu. He is unchaste. He is not loyal to you or to any of your friends. He has left you and gone away without even turning back. Just give up his association. Give him up. Srimati Radharani says, no, I cannot give up. Otherwise, I will be deviating from what I have learned from my gurus. Hey, the bumblebee is bewildered. What is Srimati Radharani speaking? If I give up thoughts of Krishna, then I will be deviating from the path of dharma that I have learned from my gurus. Does Srimati Radharani also have guru? Actually, Srimati Radharani is the guru of Jagadguru. Krishna is Jagadguru. Vasudeva Jagadguru. Vasudeva Jagadguru. Shastra se Shaligram Shilayantu Sakshat Shri Krishna Sevanam. Nitya Sannihashta. Vasudeva Jagadguru. Vasudeva Jagadguru. Krishna is the guru of the whole world. But Srimati Radharani is Krishna's guru. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says that you are my guru. You are the Prem Guru. You teach me about love, divine love. So does Srimati Radharani also have any guru? Radharani is Jagat Guru's guru. She is like Krishna is Deva Deva. He is the god of the demigods. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is Guru Guru. She is the guru of Jagat Guru Krishna. So does Srimati Radharani have any gurus? She is saying that she has many gurus. Who are your gurus? The bumblebee is asking. Our acharyas are explaining this. So Srimati Radharani says, yes, I have many gurus. My guru is the Chatak Pakshi. The bird who only drinks water from the beautiful clouds that appear in the Swati Nakshatra, in the sky. Even if the Chatak bird is dying of dehydration and thirst because of a drought, because there is no rainfall, and the Ganga, the pure Ganga is flowing, the Chatak Pakshi, the Chatak bird will not drink water, will not sip water from the Ganga, will wait with great faithfulness and loyalty. Wait for the cloud to shower rain. And when the cloud will finally shower rain, the Chatak bird will open the beak, open the mouth and take the raindrop. But if it doesn't rain, the Chatak Pakshi will die of dehydration and thirst, but will not accept water from any other source. Ananyanatha will not accept water from any other source. And Srimati Radharani says, once there was a Chatak Pakshi and there was a drought. This Chatak bird was flapping its wings in the sky, waiting, waiting, waiting. When will the cloud pour down rain? But in the meantime, he was getting dehydrated. The bird was getting dehydrated, was getting very, very thirsty and weak, but it did not rain. The cloud was not merciful to the Chatak bird. The Chatak bird could have sat down on the tree, but the Chatak bird did not sit on the tree. Why? Because the tree was right next to Ganga. Which means the tree had been nourished by the water of the Ganga, not by the water of the rain cloud. So Chatak bird said, I will not sit on this tree because it has been nourished by the water of the river. My Prananath is the water of the rain cloud. I will wait, I will wait, I will wait. Finally, the bird got very thirsty, very tired, very dehydrated and fell into the Ganga. Srimati Radharani is telling the Bhramar. The Chatak Pakshi, Chatak bird fell in the Ganga. And all it had to do was just put its beak in the flow of the Ganga and drink some water and it would have been revived. But the Chatak bird was drowning in the Ganga, but kept its beak above the water of the Ganga, would not drink the water of the Ganga. Open beaks above the Ganga, waiting for the cloud to shower rain, but the cloud did not shower rain. And till the last breath, the Chatak bird did not drink water of the Ganga. The Chatak bird died of thirst, but did not accept the water of the Ganga, did not accept water from anywhere else, because the Chatak bird was chased to the cloud. Srimati Radharani said, similarly, we are chased to our Ghanashyam. We will not accept anything else. My guru is the Chakor bird also. The Chakor bird will not take pleasure in seeing anything but the moon. If it's a Amavasya night, the moon is not there. The, cha- The Chakor bird will just wait with eyes closed. Wait for the moon to rise. Another night. And when the moon appears, the Chakor bird will just look at the moon. Will not look at anything else. Any other beauty of this world doesn't attract the Chakor bird. Only Chandra. Therefore, Chandra, Chakor, they go together. The Chakor bird will always look at the beauty of the moon and remain chaste to the moon. Not look at any other beauty. Similarly, my dear bumblebee, Srimati Radharani is saying, we are chaste to Krishna Chandra. To Krishna Chandra, who appeared in the moon dynasty. Bhringa. There is the Bhringa. There is the fly, that the firefly that is always attracted to the fire. The firefly knows, the Bhringa knows that as soon as I fly into the blazing fire, that fire will consume me and burn me down, kill me. But still, the firefly does not hesitate to enter the fire because the firefly is helplessly attracted to the fire. Helplessly attracted to the fire. So many generations of fireflies have died by entering the fire. But whenever there is a fire and the firefly will see the firefly will rush into the fire without thinking. Now the father, grandfather of the firefly, they must have warned the baby firefly that, you know what is the most common cause of mortality in our species, in our clan? There is only one cause of mortality. It is a fire. Everyone is killed by the fire. 100% mortality. So avoid the fire. No one says like that. No one preaches like that to the newborn fireflies. They are born and they grow up only to enter the fire. And when they will see the fire, even though they know that generations of their family members have died in that same way, but they will enter that fire. Firefly is helplessly attracted to fire. Similarly, my dear bumblebee, because the Bhringa is attracted to the fire, the firefly is attracted to the fire. Similarly, we are attracted to Krishna. And the fire of separation from Krishna, Vipralambha, is burning us to death, is giving us so much pain and torment. But we still cannot give up the fire of Krishna. We cannot. We cannot. Because the Chatak bird, the Chakor bird, and the firefly are my gurus. Krishna can ill-treat us. Krishna can do whatever he wants with us. Ashlishava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu sa eva napara. Krishna can embrace ashlisha or va padaratam. I am padaratam. I am devoted to his lotus feet. Pinashtumam, but he can crush me with those lotus. When I go to embrace his lotus feet to my heart, with those lotus feet, Krishna can crush me to death. Ashlishava padaratam pinashtumam. Or adarshanan marmahatam karutuva. Or he can kill me, crush me in a subtle way by not giving me his darshan. Adarshanan marmahatam. Karotuva. He can break my heart. Yatha tathava vidadhatu lampatu. He is free to do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he can do. He can even go in front of me. He can go and embrace other gopis and become a lampatu. But still, he can do whatever he wants. He is free. But I am chaste. Mat prananathastu sa eva napara. There is no one other than Krishna in my life. Ai Deena Dayardra Nathahe Mathura Natha Kadabalokyase Hridayam Twadaloka Kataram Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomyam. This is Srimati Radharani. My Vrindavan Nath has become Mathura Nath. He has left Vrindavan and has become Mathura Nath. Ai Deena Dayardra Nathahe Mathura Nath Kadabalokyase. When will I see you? Hridayam alokya kataram. By not seeing you, my heart is broken. Oh, my dear beloved one. Oh, Daita. Oh, my darling. Daita. Brahmyati kim karomyam. I am bewildered. I don't know what to do. This is madness. I don't know what to do. This is Srimati Radharani's love, my dear friends. Chastity is very dear to Srimati Radharani. She is teaching us. Chastity is very dear to Srimati Radharani. We can attract Srimati Radharani's love, Kripa Kataksha, by being chaste to her representatives. Shri Srimad Gaur Govind Maharaj says that Shri Guru is Radha Priya Sakhi. All our acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Roop Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. All of them are manjaris in the spiritual world. There is not even one exception. All of them, our whole parampara, our whole Guru Varga, they are manjaris, kinkari. They are made servants of Srimati Radharani. Radha Dasyam is our goal. Of course, some devotees will be in Sakhya Bhav, some will be in Vatsalya Prem, some will be in Dasya. All our acharyas, they are manjaris. They are Radha kinkaris. Made servants of Srimati Radharani. And we can obtain the mercy of our Guru Varga. We can obtain the mercy of Srimati Radharani by being chaste. By being chaste to our path of bhakti, by being chaste to our spiritual master and the representative of the spiritual master. By being chaste to Srila Prabhupada. Just see how much Srimati Radharani values chastity. There is another story I wanted to tell, but we have run out of time. This story is spoken by Srimati Radharani herself. How much she loves chastity. How much she values chastity. Therefore, if we are chaste, chaste to our spouse in this life, because that is a quality that attracts Srimati Radharani. All chastity is coming from Srimati Radharani. So by being chaste to our spouse, by being chaste to our Shri Guru, by being chaste to Srila Prabhupada, we can attract the merciful glance of Srimati Radharani. Radha Kripa Katakshak. Munindra Vrinda Vandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilasini Urajendra Bhanu Nandini Vrajendra Sunu Sangate Kadakarishasi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. We can attract the merciful glance of Srimati Radharani by being chaste. That is the message of today's class. We have to be very chaste to Srila Prabhupada. Because whatever we have it by the mercy of our Guru Varga. So we must be very chaste, very loyal to the path of devotion that we have received. And by this, we can attract the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And that will be the perfection of our life. The day Srimati Radharani casts her merciful glance upon us, we will also become mad. Divyonmad. We will also become divinely intoxicated with love. And our life will become perfect. Till then we have to cry. Till then we have to cry. And we have to be chaste. जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। थैंक यू वेरी मच। हरे कृष्ण।
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very nice one. Please accept my humble obeisances. Very nice and enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in the future. And if anybody has any question, do you have time, Prabhuji, for questions?
Yes, Mataji. If there are any questions, I can try to take.
Yes. If anybody has any question, please go ahead and ask the question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for the such, you know, it's so much emotional. And thank you so much, Prabhu. Prabhu, you mentioned that we should take association of devotees who are advanced than us. So I have few questions related to that, Prabhu. First of all, those who are advanced, would they prefer to associate with the less advanced one?
Yes, we have to understand what is the meaning of association and what is the art of association. Associating is an art. When we are associating with superiors, we have to be respectful and we have to be in the mode of service. So we associate with superiors, not as friends, but with the attitude of serving them, rendering some service to them, pleasing them. So if we have that attitude, then the association with superior devotees will bear fruits. Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
Thank you.
Prabhu, yes, sorry, Prabhu. I have few more questions.
Do yes,
I
continue?
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is, Prabhu, I'm like being a Grihastha and a Mataji. So that service thing may not come in, like we are getting inspired by some devotee whom we see online and, you know, may not be around us. In that case, how the association, sorry, Prabhu, I'm taking you into details, but I'm telling you what is my practical situation and how can I?
Yes, we can serve the devotee, even though we may not be physically in their presence, in several ways. At least, do you have association online through Vani?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, one service to that advanced devotee is by hearing his or her Vani regularly. Attentively. Just by hearing their katha nicely online, we are rendering service to them. Because the great souls are speaking Harikatha to uplift us. So if we are getting uplifted by their Harikatha, we are serving them. Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the last sentence of the introduction, after quoting the verses of Gita Mahatmya, Srila Prabhupada writes, very touching. Srila Prabhupada writes that even if one person becomes a pure devotee of Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, we will consider our mission successful. So when the great souls are speaking Harikatha, if someone gets inspired by that Harikatha, their life changes for the better and they come closer to Krishna, they feel uplifted, then that is a service to that speaker of Harikatha, to that advanced devotee, because that is the purpose why that advanced devotee is speaking in the first place. That's one way of rendering service, to hear attentively and to accept their message and apply it in our life and make spiritual advancement. That is one way of serving that great soul. Another way of serving is as Grihasthas, if that devotee requires some financial assistance for the maintenance of the body and soul, then we can give financial donations or we can render some service to that great soul. So it could be any service, like for example, if that great soul is giving classes on Facebook, then we can download those classes from Facebook and create a YouTube channel with their permission and upload them on YouTube. So that can be one service. Or to facilitate Harikatha by that Vaishnava, inviting that Vaishnava to speak Harikatha, organizing, inviting devotees, making flyers, publicity, and making sure there is good platform for that devotee to speak. So all these are services. So there are many ways we can do so. One is by just hearing Harikatha nicely, by accepting their message in our life and changing for the better, by offering some financial dakshina and facilitating more Harikatha and whatever service they are into. If that great Vaishnava is into Goseva or that great Vaishnava has whatever the service that great Vaishnava is performing, if we get a chance, we should assist in that. Like that. We don't have to be physically with them.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. So along with that, Prabhu, whenever we approach a sincere soul advance, we tell them you are so, you know, we glorify them and we ask, they might say, you know, being, you know, humble devotees, they will say, oh, I'm not, you know, advanced. And they may shy away, but in a way they are being humble, but I am at loss for their, not, are you getting what the doubt I have, Prabhu?
Yes. So in that case, just hear their Harikatha and invite more devotees to hear their Harikatha, share the message that you are learning from them with others, and apply that message, those teachings in your life. In that way, you can, by accepting them in your heart and by loving them in your heart, you are rendering service to them. What can be greater service? If you offer money, that money will be exhausted. If you offer some service, that service also may be temporary. But if we accept them in our heart and we offer them love, adoration, respect in our heart, hear their vani and apply it in our life, there cannot be a greater service than that. When Shripad Narad Muni preached to Dhruva Maharaj, it's not like Dhruva Maharaj constructed an ashram for Narad Muni or gave some donation to Narad Muni. He's a kinchan. He doesn't need anything. But how did Dhruva Maharaj reciprocate or serve Narad Muni? By serving his instructions. Go to Madhuvan. Okay, I'll go to Madhuvan. Chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. I will chant. Make a deity with Yamuna Raj of Vishnu and worship. Yes, I will do that. So he did that. He served. How did Prahlad Maharaj serve Narad Muni? Again, Narad Muni doesn't need anything. No donations, no ashram, nothing. No servants, no clothes. He's completely akinchan. But Prahlad Maharaj served Narad Muni by being a great devotee, by accepting the message of Narad Muni that he had heard in the womb of his mother, Kayadhu, from Narad Muni. Completely accepting. And Soham Kathanu Vrishije Tava Bhritya Seva. And when Lord Narasimhadev appeared, he's telling Narasimhadev Bhagwan that how can I give up the service of your servant Narad Muni, who is my guru, who saved me from Griha Andhakupa, from the dark well of material existence, householder life. So he saved me. So I'm eternally indebted to Narad Muni. And then Narad Muni was so happy that yugas later, when he was in the Sabha of Yudhishthir Maharaj, Rajasuya Yagya, when Yudhishthir Maharaj asked questions to Narad Muni, Narad Muni is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj, his own disciple. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj had served Narad Muni very nicely. How served? Not by doing anything physically for Narad Muni, but by serving the instruction. How did Uddhav serve the gopis? Who is the guru of Uddhav? The guru of Uddhav is the gopis. Ultimately, he came to Vrindavan and the gopis became his shiksha guru in Prem Ras. So how did Uddhav serve the gopis? In two ways. He offered prayers that let me become a Gulmalata in Vrindavan. Because if I offer obeisances to the gopis, they will be embarrassed that this Yadu prince is offering obeisances to us. So very shameful, very embarrassing. I should not embarrass them. I have to serve them. So I will become a Gulmalata. I'll become like some creeper, some blade of grass in Vrindavan. So that unknowingly the gopis will walk and some grains of dust particles from their lotus feet will fall on my head. Vande Nanda Varajashtrinam Padarenum Abhikshnasha Tasam Hari Kathodgitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. He came to Krishna and spoke this verse about the gopis. Vande Nanda Varajashtrinam. All glories to the young girls of your father's Vraj. Not any other Vraj. Of your father's Vraj. Vande Nanda Vrajastrinam Padarenum Abhikshanasha. Constantly I desire the dust from their lotus feet. Why? Because Padarenum Abhikshanasha Tasam Hari Kathodgitam. Their loud chanting of Harikatha, their loud chanting of your names, my dear Krishna, Punati Bhuvanatrayam, is purifying the three worlds. The Harikatha spoken by the gopis in separation from Krishna is purifying the three worlds. That's why I desire the dust from their lotus feet. So one way Uddhava rendered service to his Shiksha Gurus, the Gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, is by desiring to become a Gulmalata. So without any embarrassment, I will just receive their dust from their lotus feet. I am not qualified to do anything else. And second, in the next incarnation, Uddhava came as Paramananda Puri. And right here in Gambhira, he is associating with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And understanding, even going deeper in his understanding of Radha Bhava. You see? And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who is Brihaspati, the guru of Uddhava, also came in Gaur Lila as Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And he is glorifying this new form of love that he has learned from Mahaprabhu. New, the world doesn't know. Nava Gauravaram Nava Nita Shucham. So everything new, this new. Nava Vesha Kritam, Nava Bhava. Everything is new. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, who is Brihaspati, is glorifying the gopis. In that way, he also served. So service means to accept the message and become mad. So one way to serve the Vaishnavas is to constantly hear their Harikatha, their instructions, imbibing them and speaking about them, glorifying them, even when they are not there. Especially when they are not there. Because if you glorify in front of them, then they will become embarrassed.
Yeah. Is that okay, Mataji? Thank you for taking it so deep, Prabhu, especially with Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I have last one question. Sorry, Prabhu, I hope it does not take much time of yours. It's like, suppose I have
accepted somebody. Can you just tell me your name so I know who I'm speaking
to? Anuradha Devi Dasi.
Hare Krishna, Anuradha. From Philadelphia?
No, I'm from Kalachanji Dham, Prabhu, Dallas.
Hare Krishna, Anuradha Mataji. Very nice name, Anuradha.
Thank you.
Name of Vishakha. Hare Krishna. Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you. So, like, I stay in Dham. So, you know, all I have is I'm not working. So, financially, I cannot help anybody. One aspect of it is gone from me. I feel guilty about it. But somewhere I like to be here and be around devotees. And this is my preferred state, Prabhu, at least now. So, I was thinking, like, whenever I accept somebody as my Shiksha Guru, the person may not, either they may say that I'm not qualified enough, or they may be busy, genuinely busy. It is not that they want to avoid or somebody. They might be genuinely busy with so many responsibilities. But can I still consider them as my Shiksha Guru? And I usually start praying from my own Diksha Guru. And then I start praying from everybody, whomever I have got, whatever amount of bhakti. That's how I start my prayer. So can I still consider in my heart them as a Shiksha Guru? Will it be any sort of aparad, Prabhu? Even if they have not officially agreed to?
There is absolutely no aparad, but just one word of caution. Guru na satsyat, swajana na satsyat. Pita na satsyat, janani na satsyat. Devaya na satsyat, na pati na satsyat. Na mocha yedyo samupetam rutyam. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, Maharaj Rishabhdev instructs that one should not become a guru unless one can deliver the dependents, the disciples, from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Which means the guru should be tatvadarshi. The guru should be self-realized. The guru should be a pure devotee. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadyakshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshina. The guru is tatvadarshi. Now, on one level, anybody who teaches us something about Krishna consciousness, in one way, we can say that that person has taught me. But we have to understand, Mataji, that Shiksha Guru is actually a very deep term. It's a very big upadhi. A Shiksha Guru is to be respected as much as Diksha Guru. There is no difference between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Many times devotees don't understand this. And anyone from whom we are learning some things, is a good speaker of Harikatha, is a devotee who is relatively well situated, we consider them as Shiksha Guru. And we say, you are my Shiksha Guru. But it is a very big responsibility. A Shiksha Guru should be a liberated soul. Otherwise, one doesn't have a right to become a Shiksha Guru. Ideally. And a Shiksha Guru deserves the same respect like a Diksha Guru. So we have to see whether spiritually the Shiksha Guru is on the same level as Diksha Guru or not. Hare Krishna. So therefore, it is better to call them my superior or my mentor, okay, or my spiritual counselor. Those are okay, better terms. Shiksha Guru is heavy. Like Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan Shiksha Guru was Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was a Shiksha Guru for Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Mm-hmm. Bhakti Vinod Thakur received his Diksha from Bipin Bihari Maharaj. But the Shiksha Guru was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur had so much respect for Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. You see? So Shiksha Guru, our parampara predominantly is a parampara of Shiksha, not Diksha. When you see Bhagavad Gita introduction, Srila Prabhupada gives our parampara, it is not a Diksha parampara that is outlined, all those acharyas. It is a Shiksha parampara. It is a Shiksha parampara. Because Srila Vishwanath Chakra Thakur never gave Diksha to Baladev Vidyabhushan. Baladev Vidyabhushan was already initiated in Jagannath Puri before he came to Vrindavan. So it is not Diksha that is important, it is Shiksha. So after Jiva Goswami, we write Narottamdas Thakur and others. But Narottamdas Thakur was not a Diksha disciple. He was a Diksha disciple of Loknath Goswami. But he learned everything from Jiva Goswami. So now Jiva Goswami, Loknath Goswami, both are manjaris. Both are liberated souls. You see? So Narottam Shamananda Srinivas, their Shiksha Guru is Jiva Goswami. Such a great soul. So Shiksha Guru also is not like just say anybody is my Shiksha Guru. A Shiksha Guru has to be a liberated soul. A Shiksha Guru has to be a pure devotee. So one of the instructions that I received from my Shiksha Guru, His Grace Mukundat Prabhu, the head pujari of ISKCON Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir, is don't let anyone call you Shiksha Guru. Hare Krishna. Because I'm filled with anarthas. I'm just trying to begin anartha nivritti. So therefore, we have to be very careful. We have to understand what is the meaning of Shiksha Guru. It's not just something anybody can be Shiksha Guru. Better to say my spiritual superior or my mentor, counselor. These are better words. Okay. Shiksha Guru is heavy. Okay. Like Srila Narayan Maharaj, he was a disciple of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, who gave sannyas to Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was his Shiksha Guru. You see? So Shiksha Guru is Srila Prabhupada. So Shiksha Guru is very heavy responsibility. Heavy.
Yes,
I hope that is clear. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Parima Mataji. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. What a wonderful explanation. I mean, so many doubts are just cleared by listening to your, questions to our other devotees. So my humble obeisances to all other devotees on this call. Prabhuji, I had this question. I often feel that we all of us have emotions, like we have emotions for our children, for our husband. I always feel if we could dovetail those emotions for Krishna, that would be so nice. It would be so much better if we had those emotions for Krishna and we chant. Then there will be so much attachment to the chanting. I mean, I always feel that we are struggling at that level. So we are not able to attach ourselves to Krishna in spite of chanting. So can you just throw some light on that, Prabhuji?
Yes. So the we have so many attachments. Attachments to family, house. Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakra bhramata swakarma bhi tanmaya yatma majadar gehe shasak. If someone can share this verse, this is the fourth and the last prayer chanted by Vritrasur Maharaj in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam. Very beautiful verse. Vritrasur is concluding his prayers by saying, Mama uttama shloka janeshu sakhyam. I want to develop attachment and friendship with uttama shloka jana, the devotees of uttama shloka, who is Krishna. Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakra bhramata swakarma bhi. Because of my own karma, I am just going round and round in this cycle of repeated birth and death. Different husband, different wife, different father, different mother, different children in every birth. Samsara chakra bhramata. I am doing Brahman for millions of lifetimes, in millions of species. Samsara chakra bhramata swakarma bhi tan maya atmaj majadara geheshu asakta. Chittasya na natha bhuyat. I want to be attached to you, my dear Lord. I don't want to be attached to my dar, to my wife, geha, to my house. It is very small for me. Can someone read it aloud? Mataji, Pari Mataji, can you read it aloud, the translation? Someone has shared it. Oh my Lord, my Master, I am wandering throughout the material world. Now it is big. As a result of my fruitive activities. Swakarma bhi. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. Mamattama shloka jana. My attachment to my body, atma, wife, dara, children and home, geha, is continuing by the spell of your maya, one maya. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness and everything I have be attached only to you. What a beautiful verse. Mamuttama shloka janeshu sakyam samsara chakra brahmata swakarma bhi anmaya yatma majadar gehe shasakta chittasya nanata bhuyat. The problem is asakti, attachment to material relationships. So what is the solution? Attachment. What is the solution for attachment? It is attachment. What attachment? Spiritual attachment. So two things. Please listen carefully, Parimamata. Two things. The solution for attachment is attachment. Solution for asakti is asakti. How? We are attached. Now let us be attached. But let us understand that our spouse, our parents, our children, our siblings, they are attractive to us because of the presence of Krishna in their heart. Ishwara sarabhutanam hridayesh arjuna tishtati. I am attracted to them. I have emotions for them. I have attachment for them. Only and only because they are Krishna's part and parcel. They are Krishna's. They belong to Krishna. Mama amsha jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana manah shashthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Mama amsha jiva loka. All, they are all parts of Krishna. Therefore, they are attractive to me. So we should consider them to be parts and parcels of Krishna. That itself is dovetailing your attachment to Krishna. You see, that is one. And secondly, we can overcome this attachment by attachment to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. By hearing Harikatha from Gaura Priyajan, from devotees who are dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who are dear to Krishna. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale. Krishna Preshta Jana. Those who are dear to Krishna, hearing Harikatha from them. The more Harikatha we hear, our attachment gets transformed into attachment for Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Mamuttama shloka janeshu sakhyam. Then they become our sakhas, Krishna's devotees. So the solution is attachment. Attachment to Krishna, attachment to Krishna's devotees. And how to do it? By increasing our Naam Bhajan. By praying like this in the mood of Ritrasur, by reciting these prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam. This Chatushlogi, four prayers of Ritrasur can be recited, understanding their deep meaning. Praying like this, repeating these prayers of Ritrasur Maharaj, we can also get attachment for Krishna and Krishna's devotee. It works. Therefore, we chant Ashtakams in the morning, which do all this Vandanam, chant so many prayers, because we are praying for something very high. Our Acharyas have given us perfect prayers. We will have to repeat them like parrots. Ajata Paksha. We don't know anything. Whatever the Acharyas are feeding us, we are taking that as our food. H. Hey Goswami Muhi Tara Das Tara Pada Charan Renu Mora Panchagras. Narottam Thakur says, the dust of the lotus feet of the Goswami is my food. Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram. Can you go back? Ajata Paksha Iva Mataram Khagas Tanyam Yathavat Satara Kshudartha Priyam Priya Iva Vishutam Vishanna Mano Ravindaksha Didrikshate Twam. Another prayer of Ritrasur Maharaj. Ajata Paksha. Like a newborn pakshi, newborn bird. Iva mataram khaga. Is fed by the mother. The mother will bring a worm and put in the mouth of the little baby. Ajata paksha, bird who cannot even fly outside the nest. Cannot get food on its own. Doesn't know anything. Completely dependent. So like that, we should be dependent on Harikatha. And like a ajata paksha, a small bird is eating whatever the mother is giving. We should eat whatever Harikatha has been spoken by our Guru Varga, by Srila Prabhupada. We should accept it in our heart. And then we will get attached to them. By eating their Mahaprasad, we will get attached to them. Does that make sense, Parima Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. I wanted to ask you that you did prayer for Lord Chaitanya, Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya. I have a Gauranitai deities and I do a lot of prayers, but I love this sloka.
if you can repeat, I'm going to write it down so I can offer them every morning, afternoon, and evening.
This prayer is very beautiful. It is from Chaitanya Chandramrit.
Oh, Chaitanya Chandramrit. Okay.
Raya Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, mm-hmm. the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Okay.
So, Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hema Bhadivya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
Very, very beautiful.
And then you can also chant the first verse of Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat to your Gaurmita because it has glorification of both of them. Ajanulambita Bhujau Kanakavadatau Sankirtanai Kapitarau Kamalayatakshau Vishwambharau Dvijavarau Yugadharamapalau Vande Jagat Priyakarau Karunavatarau. You just type Ajanulambita Bhujau, it will show up on the internet. It's a very beautiful prayer. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is glorifying both of them, Gaur Nitai. Ajan Udalambita Bhujau, beautiful arms extending below their knees. Kamalaya Takshav, lotus eyes, like that. Very beautiful. Sankirtanaika Pitarav, they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement, like that. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Your classes always give us it's a very enlivening and also it touches our heart. And I really, really thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jai Guru Gauranga. It's all their mercy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Nikunji Nirmala Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisance. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Prabhuji, first of all, I want to ask forgiveness from you because this question, I got this question from previous, not this class, but another class where I was listening on YouTube lecture, but the chat was disabled, so I could not ask this question. And you mentioned the chastity. So can I ask Prabhuji regarding chastity? Thank you, Prabhuji. Right. So my question is in that lecture, it was mentioned putting dupatta or the pallu of the sari on head, this shows the chastity of a woman. So I want to know how it is related to chastity and the putting dupatta or pallu of the sari on and covering your head. So this is my question, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
In many ways, one is the hair of a woman is a sign of beauty. And that should not be shown or exposed just in front of anyone. Therefore, when Srimati Draupadi Devi's hair was touched by the wicked Dushasan, it was considered to be such a great violation. So therefore, the hair should be kept covered. This is our Sanskriti, this is our culture. And our Mahatmas, our Acharyas, they tell us like this, that a woman's hair should be covered in front of other men. There is no need to show one's hair in front of other men. That is one. It shows your chastity to your husband and to your culture, the culture of Krishna consciousness. So it's chastity to Krishna. Second, not all men who are there in a spiritual assembly are on the same pure level. In fact, the fact is in Kali Yuga, most of us are not. So why agitate? Why give an opportunity for their senses to get agitated? And it's just good that gender etiquette is mentioned. Gender etiquette is maintained. And if it is possible, if it is okay, then covering the hair is helpful in supporting that spirit of culture. It's our Vedic culture. In Vedic culture, we don't see or hear women walking around with their hair open in front of other men. It is not. So at least in a public program, at least when we are, in the presence of other men, it is best. It commands respect when a woman has her hair covered, head covered. But again, we don't want to make it controversial because nowadays there are so many opinions and Some people may not like to hear this. So my apologies to all of them. But if it is okay with somebody, then they should do that. It is very nice. It is very nice. Being cultured is very pleasing to Krishna. Very pleasing to Krishna. Does that make sense, Mataji?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. So it doesn't mean like I don't like to wear saris, but in villages, in India villages, they used to put. So whenever I used to visit there sometimes, so I used to cover my head, but here it feels awkward. So I will try my best to follow.
I know so many Matajis, they cover their hair. But again, if someone is forgotten to cover their hair, or someone misses to cover their hair, doesn't cover their hair, it doesn't mean that we judge them or we think that they are any less. Not like that. It is a matter of preference, Mataji. See, in Krishna consciousness, there are principles and there are preferences. Always remember this. There are principles in Krishna consciousness and there are preferences. What is the principle is to at least chant 16 rounds. There cannot be a compromise on that. Following the four regulative principles. There cannot be a compromise on that. So these are principles, four regulative principles. So chanting 16 rounds is a principle for all of us. Now, whether we keep our hair covered or not, it is good if we can keep it covered, but it's a matter of preference. Someone may not prefer to keep their hair covered. So some Prabhujis may not want to keep a shikha. Some may want to wear kanthimala, tulsimala with just one round around the neck. Some will wear with three. So these are matters of preferences. Important is to wear kantimala. That is the principle. Now, how many circles, whether we wear one kantimala, we wear two, I wear two kantimala. If one breaks, at least I have one around my neck. So, but that is a matter of personal preference. Similarly, covering the head is a matter of personal preference. And nobody becomes less if they don't cover. But I'm just saying that it is nice. It is nice. I like it when I see Matajis with their hair covered. It Srimati Radharani always covers her hair. So it's very nice. So like that. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yes, Hare yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji, for wonderful lecture and wonderful explanation for my question and everything. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very beautiful class. Very nice answers. It was very engaging. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for a wonderful session. Just wanted to thank you. I have no questions. Matajis have all got wonderful responses from you. Thank you for clarifying so many doubts in this session. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. You always take us take us to that mood, you know, try to show us what our mood also should be. Very grateful to you. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna ji, Adhikata Das, Prabhu, Koti Koti, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki ji. Sometimes we get all the answer going on in our mind. And thank you for taking us in a dham and that mood, Prabhuji. We are not qualified. Pray for us next year in Kartik Dham. We are qualified to enter in Sri Dham Vrindavan Dham with Maharaj and all Vaishnavas. Prayer, Koti Koti, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki ji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. It's a very nice class. We really enjoy and we learn a lot of things from it. Thank you. And nice question answer, Prabhu. Really appreciate that.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, dear Pratyana Prabhu. My humble obeisance.
Jai Radhesham. Jai Radhesham.
Jai Radhesham.
Thank you, sir. Prithira Singh Mataji is not here. Can we end the call?
Yes, yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Vancha Kulpata Rupyasya Kripa Singh Prithira Patitana
Vaishnavya Namo Namo. Thank you so much. Goti Vaishnavrandaki Jai Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.